This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you? How was Passover?
Good morning, Howard. I am very well, thank you. And Passover was, as always, very meaningful, and particularly at a time like this, but at any time, very meaningful, etc. And in fact, I have to say, and it's not irrelevant to what we're talking about, I found a beautiful passage about a person who, according to this rabbi who wrote this particular piece, is the actual hero of the whole Passover story. And he was talking about Bithya, Pharaoh's daughter. And he goes on to, and he draws a parallel. He says, imagine if Hitler's daughter or Stalin's daughter had defied their father. As listeners would be well aware, Pharaoh's daughter decreed all Jewish boys should be drowned at birth. And here's Pharaoh's daughter in front of her supporters, her handmaidens, her servants, etc., knowingly saves a Jewish child, knowingly raises him, and writes the rabbi, if not for her, there possibly would not have been a Moses. And so it's actually a beautiful passage which makes the point that it's important to recognize that even though here was Pharaoh, one of the most evil people, here was his daughter, incredibly courageous, who saved the person who became the person we know as Moshe Rabbeinu.
Amazing. That is absolutely incredible. Tell us about the front page advert on about anti-Semitism.
It's a full page advertisement, not on the front, but nevertheless a full page in newspaper called The Australian. And it's authorized by a consortium of leading media executives. And it's a full page ad which would have cost tens of thousands of dollars. The headline is, "This is Australia." And I'll just read a few of the key lines. What does it mean to be Australian? Is it a passport, a birth certificate, or citizenship? Or is it something bigger? Something you feel deeply, no matter if your family has been here generations or you just made the move recently looking for a better way of life. 27 million of us proudly call Australia home. And it goes on to, what does it mean to be Australia? And then it goes on to the key part of this. It's standing up against injustice. And what's not Australian? Putting someone down because they are different. Hate, racism, and violence. And the anti-Semitism we've seen recently, that sure as hell isn't Australian either. When communities are targeted, our neighbors, our families, our friends, we don't stand by, we never have. Because in Australia, we call out what's wrong. We stand up and say, hate has no place here. So when we see hate, we do not look the other way. We say, no, not here. This is Australia. Hate will not stand. And it's a full page, all white on black. So the whole page is black with this print in white. And it's in a national newspaper called The Australian. So it's very powerful and quite a poignant statement to make, and as I say, authorized by a group of Australia's leading media executives.
Incredible. What has been the response to this?
It's too soon to say, but it'll be very interesting to see what response does come out, and I'm certainly watching out for that, because this just came out yesterday. So it's too soon to know what the answer is to your question.
Bipartisan parliamentary delegation on the march on March of the Living. Tell us about it.
So March of the Living is about to happen literally as we speak. Flights are on their way to Poland right now. And for the first time ever, there's an official parliamentary delegation from Australia taking part in March of the Living. So about 70 Australians are taking part in this year's March of the Living. And in full disclosure, I'm very connected with the board of March of the Living Australia. But for the first time ever, we have almost a dozen, I think the number is 10 or 11, members of parliament from both sides of the aisle, Labour and Conservative, taking part in March of the Living. So it's very gratifying that they are doing that. Going to Poland first, and as everyone knows, to Auschwitz, to Majdanek, and then on to Israel for the second half of the week, which is coincides with Yom HaTzmaut.
And I'm assuming that this is a part of a response to a year of horrific anti-Semitism having been witnessed in Australia.
Very much so. And there are quotes from the leader of the group. His name is David Southwick. He's a Jewish member of parliament. He's from Melbourne, and he's the one who's put this group together. And as he says, with the rise of anti-Semitism, there is no more important time to do this in a bipartisan way, having the Liberal Party, Labour Party, National Party members all coming together. So very much so a response to what has been taking place for the last 18 months here. And it's just great that members of parliament from both sides of the aisle are prepared to stand up and do this.
So the only part of it that concerns me, and I think obviously it's very good because it can only be seen as positive, but one of the things that I've noticed is that even the left, the anti-Israel crew, are quite comfortable with condemning the Holocaust and showing up for anti-Semitism when it comes to the Holocaust and a war that took place so many years ago. It doesn't really, they somehow still manage to differentiate between anti-Semitism then and anti-Semitism now. So in a way, they've created an environment where they can condemn the Holocaust and show real empathy and sympathy, but that doesn't always translate. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, and look, and that's a very important point, and it's a very cogent point that you make. And it's in fact one of the points which does emerge when incidents happen, and part of the response is for people to visit or be obliged to visit the Holocaust Museum. And without, on the one hand, drawing a connection that the Holocaust was the ultimate in where race hatred can lead, and people are not somehow drawing a connection or a nexus or a dotted line from here we saw where race hatred can lead, and somehow not seeing what is going, while Australia 2025 is not Germany 1933, at the same time it's important to understand where race hatred can lead. And exactly to your point, it's quite easy to condemn what took place between Germany 33 and 1945, or Poland, but at the same time not equally condemn what is taking place or what has been taking place here. Your point is absolutely valid, and it's a very fraught, nuanced area to draw that discussion, to draw the connections where they need to be drawn. Yes, indeed, you're absolutely right. Yes, having said all that, there still is dissonance when there's an effort to get parliamentarians or academics, etc., to support the IRA definition of anti-Semitism. Mm. And there still is, you know, pushback against that. And as we've mentioned before, 39 Australian universities about a month ago signed a watered-down version of the IRA definition. Now, it's good that they signed something in terms of the IRA definition, but at the same time still would not sign the IRA definition, which has been, you know, supported by, endorsed by so many countries around the world, including, by the way, the Australian government, interestingly.
It is indeed. Sharp policy differences on Israel and anti-Semitism as Australia heads to an election.
So, yes, just very quickly. So we have our federal election is coming up Saturday, May 2, which is actually which is 2 weeks away, less than 2 weeks away now. And Israel and Jewish issues are very much part of the debate on both sides of the aisle, with a lot of differences. And so on foreign policy, that's where the contrast between the current government, Labour, and the opposition, the Conservatives, is the sharpest. And so, for example, the opposition has said that it will restore Australia's recognition of West Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And this is something which was the status quo under the previous government, Labour came in and then and reversed that and said it no longer recognises West Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Another point is funding for UNRWA, the United Nations Release and Works Agency, difference between the two sides. And domestically, key differences on the response to anti-Semitism and the approaches to the response to anti-Semitism. And so where the opposition said if they come in, they will create a national anti-Semitism task force headed by the Australian Federal Police. Whereas Labor, the current government, they have banned Nazi symbols, they have banned doxing, which is, you know, out, et cetera. And but so there are sharp differences between the two sides, and with the election coming up, the electorates, and there are about half a dozen of them, which have significant Jewish electorates, it'll be very interesting to see what happens, particularly in those electorates.
And we'll certainly keep an eye on that. Thank you, as always. Vic Aladef is the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We chat to him every Tuesday to get the latest news from Australia. It's 7 o'clock.